Hello, this is Bleema Burshat, the Director of Marketing at Aparo, and you are listening to the Aparo Effect, where we talk about all things related to increasing the capacity of nonprofits so that they can do more to improve lives. Today, we have a guest host. Our guest host is Adrienne Craighead from Aparo, and I will pass it to her to introduce herself and her guest. Take it away, Adrienne.
Thank you, Bleema. Well, hello, hello, listeners. We are very happy you chose to listen to the Aparo Effect today. My name is Adrienne Craighead, and I'm the Director of Financial Development at Aparo. And I have the unique pleasure of having as my guest today someone who used to sit in exactly my chair and serve as the Director of Development for Aparo. And I'm excited to pass the microphone to our guest, Allie Brooke, and have her introduce herself.
Thank you, Adrienne and Lima. I'm excited to be here today. I love Aparo. It is my passion from the moment I met him and heard about the organization. And this is, I think, like 8 or 9 years later. So just very excited and happy to be here with you guys.
So, Allie, what I would love for our listeners to hear about is a little bit about your journey to Aparo. When you first landed the role of Director of Development, had you done development before?
I had been in the nonprofit. So my career was nonprofit event planning and also marketing. So I had been in the space. I had not been in technology space before. So that was new.
Well, and one of the reasons that I am especially excited to let our audience get to know you is that we share this philosophy of people first, and relationships are the most important thing. And so, as you began your career here at Aparo, tell me about how you came to that whole people first thing. How did you make that your banner that you flew when you were at Aparo?
It's always been my driving force. I love people and conversations. That is my favorite thing in my entire career, is the people I meet and the relationships and the conversations, because I always walk away from those conversations inspired, or I learn it a little nugget and meeting people. So when I started at Aparo, it was that thing. I was diving into the unknown as a technology, but really like the why of connecting with people to understand their why and why they're involved in Aparo. So it led me to building incredible relationships and meeting and building wonderful relationships with the technology community that we have here. And we are so fortunate in Charlotte. It is that I call it like a brotherly, sisterly love. It's very familiar. It's very close-knit, very supportive of each other. Even it's friendly competition, but not competition. Everybody's really looking out for each other. And I saw that right away from the conversations and the people I was meeting. And I just ventured out just to meet people and get to know them. And that's where I started.
So tell the listeners too about your journey after Aparo. Give us the gap between leaving Aparo and where you are today.
Sure. So I was thinking, you know, what's next? I love Aparo. And him, who is a mentor, your CEO of Aparo, was always saying, oh, you should do corporate sales. And I was like, sales? What? No. Like, nah, you know, you think of used car salesman. I was like, no. And Adam, the CEO of Hylane, was on my sponsorship committee at Aparo. And he came in and he was sharing what he was doing. And I just had this inner knowing of, that's where I need to go. And I didn't even think about it. And I had a conversation with him, and he and I both agreed and discussed, like, yep, I was going to start this company with him. And a couple of us, there were four of us that started at the same time. And but I wanted to do right by Aparo. That role of director of development is really hard to fill, and wanted to make sure that Kim would have somebody and that I could have time to to help train, teach, coach. And so I gave her about 2.5 months notice. And also Hylene is committed to, we are a major sponsor and continue to sponsor. And me personally, am a donor. It is just, it's part of me. It's part of my heart. I love the mission. So now I am at Hylene and we are a technology consulting company. We tout ourselves as we are a culture company that solves problems through technology. And that is fuels everything about who we are. And my role, I'm vice president of client engagement. I am the people person, which I love. So it's an extension of connecting with the relationships I already have. I love to connect people. I love to help people solve problems. And I get to do that every day. I have incredible conversations, work with an incredible team, and clients and partners I get to help every day. So that's a little bit of my journey.
Thank you for sharing that. So one of the fun projects that we've gotten to work together, by the way, I should mention that my first month on the job, Allie has become a mentor to me because she sat in this chair before and was willing and able to give me some of her time and wisdom and insights on how to shorten my learning curve here at Aparo and get really comfortable with the tasks ahead so that I could be successful. So thank you for that. But she shared beyond that so broadly, not just advocating for Aparo throughout the community, but specifically, she and a couple of our other major donors came together and spoke on a donor panel that was an educational offering that Aparo could provide additional training and insights to the nonprofit clients that we serve. And Allie, I remember you and I just talking about that concept and that idea and that seed of an idea that was really, I think, from your heart and then building it and it came to life. And I believe that has served our nonprofits broadly. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. I'm so thrilled to have done it and I'm glad that it's really helping people.
Yes. And so one of the lessons that you enforced to our listeners there, but also I want you to remind us here, when you are sitting in the role of a development director and you're looking to build new relationships, but also nurture existing relationships, you taught me that it's always important to ask the supporter, whether they be a donor, a volunteer, an advocate, just to ask them why. And so I loved the way that you infused that habit in me. And I loved at our first conversation where you were sharing with me your why was back at Libre Fox lunch. I don't know if you remember this or not, but you just so poetically kind of described what it was about Aparo that made it have roots in your heart. Would you mind sharing that with our audience today?
Absolutely. And thank you for asking that. I do think it's so important for development directors or anybody when you're building a relationship, just to understand somebody's why in what they do or what their motivation is, whether it's profit or nonprofit. But my why with Aparo, yes, I worked on staff there and yes, I understand that. And it's an incredible mission, but my why, an investment in Aparo is an investment in our community. It is, gosh, you know, technology can transform the way that we work with each other, and it can help with data so that you can be more nimble. It keeps you connected. Like, we all learned so much during the pandemic when everybody was scurrying on how are they going to get their teams to stay connected with each other. And the corporations were able to do that and have access to get laptops to everybody so that everyone could be at home and that they could all stay connected. Well, nonprofits don't have that same resource and that capability to scurry around and get teams. They, during that time, had to think about, how am I going to fundraise in this crazy time with technology when it's really a people type of fundraising situation? And how am I going to stay connected? And where Aparo comes in is Aparo speaks corporate and nonprofit. So they're able to come in and they're able to talk to both. They're able to hear what a nonprofit needs, and they're able to match them up with coaches or mentors to help teach them things that a lot of us take for granted, like Office 365 or Excel. They're also able to help match them with corporations that can help them do bigger projects that might be helping them pick a CRM or something like that. And Aparo stays involved because they speak both languages. So the nonprofit doesn't necessarily speak corporate, and they're like, yeah, I can help you with this and that and all these big things. And the nonprofit's like, I don't know what you're saying, really. And that's like really over my head. And Aparo comes in and they're able to match and mediate the conversation and make sure that everybody is understanding, and so that the nonprofits can soar and fly and reach more people. And that's where they come in. So like investing in nonprofit, you're investing in, gosh, the homeless man that you see on the street that has a place to go and is able to connect to perhaps people at the men's shelter. You're also helping in your neighbor whose wife might have breast cancer and is able to stay connected to the folks at Breast Friends. You're also investing in Loaves and Fishes and that elderly couple that's getting that food that's served to them, because they're able to help through technology so they can impact and serve more of the people that need the services. And that's what a lot of people in the technology world understand, that technology can help you reach more people. And so an investment in Aparo is an investment in your community, and it helps us all thrive.
I love that so, so much. So I get goosebumps when I hear you talk about this, because if you guys could see her, her face lights up and her eyes sparkle, and it's truly words just channeled right through her heart, because she has attached her heart to this mission and cause. So Allie, can I do an experiment with you? I've been practicing my why. And the reason it is eloquent as you is I've been invited occasionally, like a Rotary Club might say, hey, come and talk to us about your nonprofit, or a Lions Club, Kiwanis. Any chance, if any of you listeners have a moment and you want to do a good deed, invite your favorite nonprofit, it could be Aparo, to come and speak at your, you know, local civic club, because the more individuals that learn about us, that's just a win for us. They may choose our nonprofit or one of the over 900 that we serve. By the way, Allie, did you know the number was over 900 now? Over 900 different nonprofits have received services through Aparo in our 20-year history. So you, sister, are a big part of that legacy.
Thank you. God, that's awesome. 900?
It's
that's
over
incredible.
We'll celebrate to the 1,000 mark. But this year, as you know, is a celebration too. We're in year 20. And so we have some exciting, you know, 20th year anniversary announcements. And so when I go to a Rotary Club, here is how I articulate it. I say, well, there's dozens and dozens of reasons that people are drawn to Aparo. But for me personally, there's three that really bring it home. The number one reason I love Aparo, my why, is that it's because it's been around for 20 years. And over that time, we've built the efficiency and effectiveness to really do a great job of achieving our mission. And number two reason I love Aparo and my why is because we help the cause you can. So if you are in love with animals or Alzheimer's or the arts, it doesn't matter what cause is near and dear to your heart, you're going to find a place to plug in at Aparo. And the third and final why for me is the ability to amplify your gifts. So when you volunteer time with us, like you're doing today, Allie, when you donate money, like you do every year, we know that we can take those gifts and amplify them to create greater impact in our community than any nonprofit I've encountered before. So that's my why. What do you think, sister?
Oh my God, I love that. I love how it's Sesame Streeted down to the point and gets really to the heart of it. That amplification is a huge one to remind people out there that they're, what is it? It's a now for every $1, it's two.
It's over two, approaching three. Yes. So we're proud of those statistics, making impact with people's investments here, both investments of time and investments of money. So one of the things you've been a blessing to us for is you're an advocate for us throughout the community. And I wondered if you could share with the listeners some, like, where do you find, how do you bring it up? How does it come up in conversation when you talk about Aparo? Is there some natural sort of stepping stones that lead you to that conversation?
There's not like a natural, like it looks like this. It just usually comes up in conversation. I think a lot of conversations are about giving back and where people give back in the community or what they're interested in. And as far as nonprofit, Aparo and nonprofits, in the technology community, it's a place for people to stay connected with each other and give back. So you've got that dual thing going on. So you can connect with a wonderful mission that gives back. And with others outside of the technology community, it's really just talking about how incredible this nonprofit is that is in our community that is having such great impact to all of these nonprofits and helping them move forward. So a lot of it is education and just sharing, you know, because I'm so passionate about it and letting people know about it.
Yes, yes, yes. So one of the cool things that I think a few of our listeners might not know yet is Aparo has been greenlighted to expand beyond just the Charlotte DMA. And your organization, Highlane, and your CEO and our board member, Alan Adam, has been such an important part of that expansion and helping us gain some footholds in Atlanta. So I was not able to attend the launch party that was in Atlanta, but thanks to Highlane and their support, we were able to host almost over 70 people at an event to introduce the Atlanta community to Aparo and share some of the success stories of impact projects that we had done in Atlanta. But the next community that we'll be headed to is Raleigh. And your team again, Highlane, has been incredibly helpful to help us gain some footholds in Raleigh. We feel there's no shortage of nonprofits to serve, but where you guys help us bridge the gap is finding people with a heart for service to be our skilled volunteers. And you also help us find funders, because none of this could happen without people writing checks and making donations. So, Allie, when you sat in this chair, I remember you were seeking, you know, funds from both corporations and from individuals. And do you remember from your time here, you know, tell us about that. They're similar and they're different. You're seeking funds from corporations and from people. How was that similar and how was that different?
They're similar in the fact that, you know, people's why they want to get involved and why they want to give. And you have to understand and connect with people and ask them. So with a corporation, it's sometimes easier and sometimes harder. It's easier because, you know, you have that connection and there's that networking and it's the business. It's harder as there's a lot of organizations that have a specific type or theme or mission of where they will give. And so it's connecting the dots so that they understand that it matches for the corporation. With a person and an individual, it's really connecting to that heart. It's really, it's not a head thing. It's really a connection. It's understanding their why and what they're truly passionate about and connecting those dots so that they understand Aparo does serve all of those people. Because Aparo serves multiple in all different lines, whether it's healthcare, whether it's homeless, whether it's food insecurity, the list goes on and on. So it's really with that cultivating an individual donor is understanding them and what lights them up, where are they passionate, and then connecting them with those organizations and understanding how Aparo has helped those type of organizations. It's also with the individual donor, it's going to be somebody that wants to lift all boats, you know, more than just one boat, like somebody that's really involved in giving back to our entire community is somebody that would want to connect with Aparo because that's what Aparo does. It's helping the entire community, not just the one healthcare or animals or, you know, food insecurity. It's helping all of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'll share with the listeners this kind of final thought. As things have evolved over the years, Aparo has recognized that nonprofits are supported, that our cause, we're a nonprofit ourselves, are supported by corporations for two reasons. We've kind of almost divided them into two buckets, even though most organizations have both present. Corporations come to Aparo because they're motivated philanthropically. They may even have a budget line dedicated to giving back to the community. In corporate speak, they call this their ESG dollars, environmental sustainability governance dollars, or maybe their CSR dollars, corporate social responsibility. And it's truly budget dollars set in a bucket that will be spent into the community through nonprofits, usually. Maybe they've got a foundation like the Duke Foundation or the Marenkis Foundation. Then on the other side of the coin, but equally as important to Aparo, it's corporations who see Aparo as a technology community connector, and they invest their sales and marketing dollars into some sponsoring some Aparo events, which brings them access to technology decision makers. They get to meet and socialize and network with our board, our CXO tech execs, our Digital Leaders Council. And so we love when corporations call us up or email us and say, hey, I heard you can help me gain access to the community, and I would like to shine a spotlight on my brand. I want to showcase that we are civic minded. And so they write us a check from their bucket of money, the sales and marketing dollars, whereas other organizations write us a check from their CSR and, you know, community foundation dollars. And we love checks from both sides. And there's many organizations that write us checks from both sides of the coin. So that is kind of a new development in Aparo world, because we used to just put it, it's either an individual donation or it's a corporate donation. And now we've kind of got the three buckets: individual, corporate philanthropy, or corporate access. And we welcome them all. So as we wrap up our discussion here today, I just wondered if you had any advice for a listener out there, Allie, who is thinking about getting into the world of giving back here in our community. Where would you suggest they go, or how would they dip their toe in the water if they wanted to be more philanthropically involved like you are?
I think determine what they're passionate about, because you'll meet like-minded people that have that same passion, whether it's about healthcare, the community, food insecurity. So that's one, like looking for those type of organization. But honestly, the cheat sheet in that is reach out to Aparo, because Aparo can connect you to all that you're passionate in. And I have to say, for me personally, it is an incredible community that I'm blessed to be a part of. And it is the most, like I said earlier before, it's this family within this technology community. And Aparo is the spearhead of it, bringing everybody together. So it's a place where you can meet like-minded people that want to give back to the community. You can find a place where you want to invest your time, whether it's doing a project for Aparo or find another nonprofit. And it's a place where we can really invest in our community and help us all thrive. And it's, like I have to say, as I said before, it's a family. It's an incredible place, and I have the most incredible relationships, and I'm so blessed to be a part of it. And I thank you guys.
Oh, well, Allie, if this is a technology family, I would be throwing up a coin to debate. Are you the mama bear that just welcomes everybody in and you really show so much love and generosity of spirit? Or are you the cool cousin? Because I think you're the cool cousin who knows everybody and all the edges, and you help us connect with one another. I'm debating.
Probably the cool cousin. It is my passion to connect people to other people. So either way, I'm so excited to be involved with it and truly blessed.
Well, thank you for being a part of our community today and saying yes to this invitation to come and share your why.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. This was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Adrian, for guest hosting for us today, and Allie for joining us. That was fantastic. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to this episode of The Aparo Effect. To find all our past episodes and to see new ones, visit our blog, aparo.org/blog. Thank you so much and talk to you all soon.